Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Nobody can argue with the fact that the potato is the best vegetable ever. You got French fries, tater skins, mashed potatoes, loaded mashed potatoes, baked potatoes. Holly, that's a good veggie.
9. I've been doing this half my life. I'm not old. I just started young. I'm kind of old.
Paige. I'm not naive at all. I just believe what people say and I trust them, and sometimes they're full of crap.
Fat boy.
Let's see, if I had a time machine, I'd go back to when Elvis lost his license. Then I'd tell him to go to any gas station in Gatlinburg and get a new one.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Let me ask a personal question here, if I could. When y'all, and y'all rarely do, y'all being Fat Boy and Nine, and Nine sometimes does, but like with button-up shirts, you know, like just a button-up shirt or whatever, like I usually try to wear undershirts with all shirts, and that's not for the extra layer of warmth. It's more to hide my nipples and stuff because I get cold. My nipples get all pointy. It's distracting in a photo. I hate that.
You're the only one who notices.
I don't care. It's me. I need to stand up for me. So that's why I wear an undershirt. Now, part of the other, but I don't like the look because look at this. I'm wearing a black button-up shirt, but then I have to wear an undershirt.
Yeah.
Okay? But then once that blends in with my beard, look at this from away.
I don't notice anything.
It looks like my beard is like monstrous. Like I would wear, you know.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, well, I get it, but here's the other, the reason why I wear it is also for the nipples, but also, look at this. Let me reach under my shirt here. You noticed a lot about my fashion this week on the show, or how I feel about it. Now, look, you see what I'm doing? I'm pulling down my undershirt so I can expose my chest through the shirt.
Your chest hair.
The chest hair.
Yeah.
So I was looking in the mirror today, and I was like, first of all, bleh, bleh, bleh,
bleh. Well, besides that.
And then, once I got my composure, I was like, yesterday you were talking about Paige, you were talking about January.
Yes.
Where women, some women, are saying for the month of January, we will not shave anything just to be free, not get laid, whatever it is, whatever
is
the mission statement
is.
And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at myself, and I'm like, when's the last time the conversation about hairy chests with men has come up in conversation? Rarely.
Yeah.
Because back in the 80s, I can remember my mama, hey baby, talking about Tom Selleck. And this was Magna P.I. days.
I remember my mom talking about Mark Wohlers because he had chest hair billowing out the top of the jersey when he'd come in and close out a game for the Braves in the 90s. Yeah.
So did Moose say like Mary did, Mary to Tom Selleck? She said, I would love to run my fingers through his chest hair. I feel like women still feel that way. In 2019, chest hair is, I mean, there's got to be a happy medium. Like, I took scissors and trimmed mine down because I felt it was too, and it wasn't bushy at all. It wasn't like the beard. It was just a little too much. I didn't like it. But like, so in 2019, Paige, chest hair for men is, because it went away.
Did it? Yeah, bodybuilding.
Well, that's never been on the forefront of my conversation. I'm talking about there was a time when men shaved their chests.
Yeah.
Then there was a time it kind of came back, you know, a little bit, not too much. So almost like that landing strip. Think about it. You never would allow breasts to be hairy on a man during this time. You'd have that little arch go down.
Yeah.
Like a landing strip leading you to the goodies. But so where are we now in 2019? Is it, you just said, ooh, yeah, run my fingers through his
I
chest hair.
I got a little sexy chest hair.
Little.
My husband had a lot, and I liked it.
It's just, be who you are, man. If you got a hairy
oh,
chest,
come
own
on
it. No, that's the best thing you can do. You want to appeal to people? You want people to think you're sexy? Be comfortable in your own skin. That's the only way you'll, like, you know, I mean, you know, because then you got to think about a dude, like, shaving his chest in the shower, and that takes away all the manliness from him, does it not?
Listen, the question is not how we feel, Jimmy, because as you said, we are our biggest self-critics.
Yeah.
Our biggest self-critic. But women, for and this is for guys listening out there, like, they got to know what, you remember the Mel Gibson movie, What Women Think? He could hear what they would think instead of having to ask them. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
I saw the sequel, What Women Think. It's better. But, like, so speak for women right now. And if Paige is wrong, 1-800-774-0093. I think it's a question that we need an answer to as men in 2019. How y'all feel about chest hair?
The purpose, like, you want a man or you want a boy?
Yeah.
Ooh, because men are kind of hairy.
Men are kind of hairy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, sure, but there can be too much.
Chest hair, sexy. Back hair, no. Not.
Jimmy, agree? You say be who you are and live free.
Yeah, I think if you're hairy, you're hairy. That's who you are.
Yeah.
Clap your hands.
And then find you a mate who likes it, I guess.
God, that could be tough if you were
like
coated, you know?
Had a little hair on your chest, you know?
Fat boy, how's your chest hair? No photos, please. How's your chest hair looking?
Yeah. I got gray in the middle.
A little bit there.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm talking about, though? You can tell. Have you ever shaved it at all? Trimmed it down?
Well, yeah, I do the top.
Right? Because you got that little V deal.
No, I just strip. A straight line across.
I don't have very much, right? It's just a little bit.
Yeah.
But more than my dad had. My dad had like six hairs on his chest, so I'm doing better than him.
My daddy was very hairy.
I can imagine.
He was very hairy.
A little bit.
Yeah. Do you have the happy trail, though, going down the tummy?
It gets kind of wide on the belly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you get down here and it's just all over the place.
If you take some pomade, you can blend it.
Who's styling your belly?
Listen, I want to hear
Paige,
this.
At one time, just to be fun, I took pomade and I made a six pack out of the belly hair.
That's sexy.
It was cute.
Yeah. You styled belly hair. Okay.
This is silver lining. I styled belly hair into a six pack. In fact, I had so much, I made a 12er. I sure did. All right. We got some corrections or maybe some addendums to make to how do women feel about men's chest hair in 2019?
I love it.
I want to know what people think.
And it's also, I mean, not specifically, but definitely women, because, you know, from a heterosexual's point of view, that's what matters. Now, Jimmy says be who you are, and look, I respect that. To me, though, if it's going to make, well, whatever, you know, it's a psychology kind of thing. I like to please.
Well, pleasing somebody is not about how much hair you have on your chest.
Yeah, you can't help that.
You can please somebody regardless of the hair on your chest.
Thank you. You know from experience.
Of course. Okay. I mean, you don't worry about it.
All right.
You're good to go, brother.
Let's go to the electric city of Anderson and talk to P1 Chipmunk. Good morning.
Hello.
The conversation you'll never hear on any other radio show. We're going deep and bold with this one. What do you feel about chest hair in 2019?
Well, mine loves it.
Oh, your wife loves it. Okay, or your girlfriend or whoever. She loves it. What are you? Are you bushy?
No, not too bushy. Medium.
What about your chest?
All in other places.
Yeah. Thank you, Chipmunk. Have a good morning. I'm
do the same, buddy.
All right, see you, brother. Thanks, happy Chipmunk. Friday. Paige.
Matt.
This is just a natural conversation here as we're having. Does the chest hair need to match the other body hair? In other words,
color wise or just texture?
You get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I do now.
Okay.
Yeah, if you groom patches like on your body, you need it to symmetry, right? You don't want to have like too much somewhere,
right?
Not enough down there. But I know someone that has the chest hair and no other hair, you know, little leg hair.
Yeah. A little leg hair?
Okay. Yeah. No public hair.
All right. Public hair. 1-800-774-0093. This is stupid, but it's fun. Yes. I enjoy this. P1 Rainbow Child in Spartanburg. At least I'm honest about it. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to y'all.
Chest hair. So, hashtag.
I used to absolutely hate any kind of body hair because to me, it just looked bad. It looked like there was, you know, I knew people that had the hairy backs and that basically was a human Chewbacca. It just was so gross to me. Mm-hmm. But I met my now fiance and he's got a hairy chest and I love it.
Okay. You love it. What do you love about it? Do you ever lay your head on it when you're maybe laying there in bed?
It makes my face itch a lot.
I lay my head on his chest. And he's actually pretty hairy. He has pretty hairy arms and legs, but like his chest hair isn't that bad to where it's overpowering. It's just comfy. And in a weird sense, it's comfy because it's warm and it keeps him warm. But then like when we're laying in bed, it keeps me warm. And I actually like it.
God.
Throw a hooter up on there.
Wow. All right. Well, good. Have a great weekend, Rainbow Child. Thank you. Paige just like raised her hand. Like she's got something fierce to say.
I remember something when my husband, remember when we went on the cruise and my husband competed in the hairy chest contest? And
I
was really embarrassed. I wasn't embarrassed for him, but I loved it. But I couldn't believe that there was other women on stage petting my husband's chest.
Oh, yeah.
But he was like runner-up. He didn't win. But the man that won was just full hair, and they're all over him.
I think that was
him.
A gorilla at a speed.
Yeah, he was like half Sasquatch, that other guy. All right, let's say we go to P1 Desiree in Greenwood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chest hair, how you feel about it?
So, I kind of have a similar opinion to the last girl. My now fiance, when we our first weekend together, he had shaved his chest.
Yeah.
And I laughed at him for it. And I'm like, why would you do this? He's like, because I thought you would like it. But, you know, this was our first weekend together. You know, not a lot of pre-talking. We hadn't brought this topic up.
Right.
So from that day, he never shaved his chest hair again. And, you know, now 4 years later, almost five, he has his chest hair, but it's not like an immense amount.
Yeah.
And now part of me wishes he would at least trim it like you did because it's a bit longer.
Yeah.
And
it's like your front yard. You don't want it to get out of control. But you also don't want it to, you know, be bare bones, you know, dirt.
Yeah, it probably shouldn't be as long as the hair, like longer than the hair on your head. You should have like 4-inch long chest hairs, probably.
Absolutely, absolutely. Desiree, have a good weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Oh, Desiree. That's a name that needs to come back. I like it.
That's funny.
I mean, it is here. There, we just talked to her, but I like that name.
She has a hammer.
What?
She used to.
Oh,
there you go. Nice.
If anybody knows.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Anyway, the email was asking who on the show, and everybody's opinion had the biggest ego on the show.
Great question, too.
I thought it was a good question.
It was a fantastic question.
So somebody had an idea to make a poll out of it. See? So I'm just going to read the results of the poll. It was only on Twitter, at The Rise Guys. In your opinion, who on the show has the biggest ego?
Mm-hmm.
Paige was last place with 4% of the vote.
Yeah.
Which I'm hard placed to figure out how 4% of the audience. She should have 0%. Paige should.
Everybody has an ego, though.
I've never seen any of that from you, ever. Like, you always. Sometimes I think you're trolling for compliments, but other times I really think you have such lack of self-esteem that it hurts me. I do more to help you.
Yeah, like, I mean. If you had an ego, you'd be in here, like, fighting to talk. And, like, Paige's been kind of quiet today. Really. Uh-huh. I mean, you've been, outside of your headlines, you've been kind of quiet a lot.
Hmm.
So you're not, you know, you're not trying to blow up the microphone or anything.
No.
You have rehearsals later? Are you saving your voice?
I've been sneezing a lot today, so that might have something to do with it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saving it for anything. Just
9!
What?
15% of the vote.
Ooh.
15% of the audience says you have the biggest ego on the show. Now, this is where it gets kind of weird.
Uh-oh.
I have 65% of the vote as having the biggest ego on the show. Fat Boy, just a percent over 9 with 16%. So it goes from least ego, Paige, then 9, then Fat Boy, then me by a huge margin.
Well, are you shocked?
Nobody can vote, honestly.
You know what I think part of it is?
Okay, let's ask this. Did you vote yourself?
I voted for Paige just to be funny because I knew nobody would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if not for me, she might, you know, be maybe like 3.9%.
Mm.
I should be third.
You think we all agree that Paige is last place in biggest ego contest.
Yeah. Okay. But the fact that Fat Boy thinks he should be third is a bit of ego right there.
Okay, Fat Boy, what's your no, this isn't an argument.
I'll tell you
or
why.
A heated discussion. This is just a conversation.
I'll tell you why I should be third.
Why?
If I'm out somewhere and somebody says, "You're Fat Boy," I'm like, "Okay, yeah. You got me." But if somebody says, "Hey, I know you," or "Have we met?" I don't tell anybody what I do. Even if I went out for, like, you know, to get my apartment or whatever, what do you do for a job? I say the name of the business where I work.
Intercom?
Yeah. What do they do? Well, you know, small digital business solutions. I don't tell them who I am or what I do. If I had an ego, I'd be shouting it from the rooftops.
You'd have it on your front door.
That right there is also interesting.
Yeah, I could see that the other way almost.
We gotta beat her. If we're gonna expect other people to sit there and retweet and wear T-shirts and drink the beer and go to all the events, we gotta do it ourselves.
That's why you won.
No, I'm serious. Okay, go on with your. I'm not gonna say anything yet because clearly the deck is stacked against me. But regardless,
I have a theory on Matt's thing. I certainly have a theory on that.
Okay,
I mean that's all of mine, but I'm just nobody votes honestly.
But that what Nine just said though, that's kind of a the fact that you don't say it.
It's stupid.
It's fat, and then you're like, "Oh, I got to answer more questions from fans."
This is what happens. You spin it, you confuse people.
But we hear from people quite
regularly.
This
is no spin zone.
They'll see Fat Boy out somewhere, and they, you know, they want to take a picture of him or something. And they say, "No, he just seems so bothered by it." And I think that seems egotistical to people. If you seem that bothered by having to take a picture with somebody,
it's the exact opposite.
Because you know, if somebody wants to take a picture with me, what am I doing? I got like my tongue hanging out of my mouth and throwing up horns and stuff. I'm just goofing off, man.
Stop him from spinning. He's gonna start puking.
I ain't spinning. I'm not on my bike right now.
Oh Lord.
Okay, so Fat Boy, you think that Nine has a bigger ego than you do?
I think you two, Matt and Nine, are 1 and 2. And then the percentage-wise, you can decide between yourselves. But I should be third.
That's ego talking.
But I'm interested to hear what Jimmy's going to say. But, like, this is one day removed from you Fat Boys saying you should have been in the Clemson parade.
I mean, come on. It's tongue-in-cheek at this point. I don't want to get pigeonholed into having an ego.
Is it, or is that you trying to play it down now?
Stop him! That's all he does! Spin! That's got to be in the damn fair.
He's a spin doctor.
You ought to be a ride in the carnival.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never once heard... That's a great question. I've never once heard anybody on this show meaningfully saying, "Don't you know who I am?" Never. Not in a... tongue-in-cheek probably, but never like really meaning that. Never,
and,
ever.
And that's kind of... Those people are... They're not going to ever get anywhere. That's so, you know what I mean? That's so much love of what you do and yourself.
See, sometimes I won't say somebody doesn't know, whatever. I won't say because I'm afraid I'll say, "Oh, I'm Matt Man from the Rise Guys." And then they say, "What is that?" We're 16 years old.
Did you get mad?
That's not an ego, though. That's more of a, like,
are you kidding
what is
me?
That? No, It's not an ego. It's just more me hoping for more. All right, Jimmy, go ahead. I'm interested to hear this. I haven't been in therapy in 8 months.
Great text just came in real quick before I get to your thing. Carolina Vapor Mill text line 72341. That's always open. Fat Boy has a bigger ego due to the fact for what he charges for appearances. Because that's somebody who voted Fat Boy because he wanted $1,000 to go to a guy's birthday party.
That's not an ego. That's how much my time off. That's how valuable it is. I don't want to work all the damn time.
To Fat Boy's point, if we, again, bookingmattman@gmail.com. You know, people, if Fat Boy says, you know what, I work and then I want to be around my family and all that stuff on the weekends, if you want me to come to your event, this is what it's going to cost. Because if you do them all and you do them relatively cheap and expensive, then you have to do them all.
Yeah. Better have a TV.
Yeah, but anybody who prices themselves out of doing things usually is viewed as having an ego, whether it's valid or not.
Yeah, so see, the other argument to that is Fat Boy should have been in the Clemson National Championship Parade because I'm, would you say I'm the most famous Clemson fan? Is that what you said?
It was a joke.
But then two years ago, George Strait's
a Clemson fan, you egomaniac.
Two years ago, you were offered tickets, airfare, and accommodations to the national championship and did not go.
Yeah.
And we had the day off after, and you did not go.
I don't go to games.
Fatboy would have been the only guy at the Clemson parade not wearing any shred of Clemson gear.
Going to games is not fun. We all should take issues with a percentage because it's not an honest answer.
It is. The people who voted, I figure, voted what they thought.
Who'd you vote for, Fatboy?
I think I voted for you.
You can look at your Twitter and it'll have a check mark beside who you voted for.
Let me go see.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was you, Matt.
But still. I voted for you, Fat Boy.
I know. See, you voted for me as a one in turn.
I know. I truly. I mean, I don't know that there's a clear-cut winner. But I'm dying to hear Jimmy's explanation of me.
I know why.
Will you be honest with this and not worry about...
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
I think a lot of people voted for Matt Man because, honest to God, the sunglasses.
That's so weird.
It may be, but I think that made a lot of people vote for you.
Is that why people hated Roy Orbison?
Maybe.
Well, which one in the room thinks that they're famous?
Fat Boy
thinks he's famous.
No.
Do you think you're better than anybody else in the building, Fat Boy?
Well, yes, I do.
I'm not.
Do you not think our show is better than other radio shows in this building or in this town?
Absolutely.
I do.
That's why I said that.
I know. So you are the egomaniac.
I'm one of four.
If you don't think your stuff is the best, then it's always going to be mediocre.
I mean, are we better than other people in town? Absolutely. Are we better than everybody else in town in the morning? Absolutely.
Statistically proven.
Yeah. You know, but confidence doesn't mean you have a big ego. Could we be better? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Could we be better than we are? Sure we could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the sunglasses, though?
I think that had a lot to do with it. Yeah, I think the sunglasses have a lot to do with it.
I still like the way my eyes look.
Well.
I really don't.
Yeah, that's not true. Come on.
That's the other thing. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm saying it, like, part of me is like, oh, that's kind of odd. Because when you hear ego, it sounds kind of like a hateful thing. And like, I'm the same guy who's sitting here saying, I have this big bushy beard and I wear sunglasses. So literally, if I had more hair on top, you wouldn't see any of my face. And that's the way I prefer it. Because I hate the way I look. How does that sound like ego? Like I hate my...
It's vanity, which is an ego.
No, it's not. It's the opposite of. I'm sitting there saying, I don't want to look at mirror on the wall because I hate the way I look. And that's just odd. I accept it and I'm... fully okay with everybody's vote and everything, but like I probably have the least amount of self esteem in this room. Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Do you think not should have won or lost? I guess you should say
it's okay. So the word ego is a negative connotation.
Well, yeah, but the definition of it
is not.
Really, yeah, egotism is bad.
I will stand up for all four of us and this show against the masses if need be. I am very protective of this show. Very, very damn loyal to this show. I try to be.
No, you are. Nobody's going to question you there.
But there's a difference between having ego than being a narcissistic person. And someone who has narcissistic
personality. I'm not a narcissist at all.
Someone who has narcissistic personality disorder. Cannot work with anybody, and we work as a team, so therefore, I don't see how you'd be on top.
You can't say you're not. Like, other people have to claim you not.
What do you mean?
Like, you can't say you're not a narcissist.
Well, I mean, that's not my intent, then. My intent is not to be.
You know what solves it? Who was on TV last? That's the loser. That's the biggest ego.
Who was on TV last?
Who in the room was on TV last? Wasn't me. So you guys can fight for it. You can have the ego all you want.
Well, you could have went.
Yeah.
But I don't. I mean, okay, I win.
That's the thing. Like, why were we on TV? Because we were doing the 28-hour Toys for Tots show, and somebody had to go up there and get in front of the camera and do that.
Who jumped first?
Fatboy apparently thought he was too good to because he's an egomaniac.
Who jumped at the first? That's who lost.
Touche.
Maybe you feel, Matt, your percentage shouldn't have been that high.
I'll be very, very honest and blunt. It did kind of sting a little bit, but then I kind of look at the definition of, and it's like, yeah, I do run my mouth a bunch because I'm very proud of what we've done. I never say me. I never, ever. When I refer to the show, I say our show, you know, the show, not my show or that crap. I love what we do.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I ain't taking the sunglasses off.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I think you should go. But here's the thing. So let's say that, what's your time limit? You got it like afternoon, maybe you wake up tomorrow, you still, because he says he feels a stabbing pain. It's not in his heart, though. He doesn't have one.
No,
it's in the lower extremities, to the solar plexus area. Does he have those?
Could he push a hernia out or a broken rib?
I don't know. I mean,
I still don't really know what a hernia is. If I'm being honest, at 43 years old, I know I don't know what I know what a dog hernia is, but it's different than a man hernia.
Scott.
I was gonna say.
I know that page. It's Scott's.
I was gonna say late this afternoon, but. On one hand, if I get home, I might not want to leave. I think I have a hospital near me. It's like a little mini hospital. I'm not sure if it's a hospital or a doctor's
what
office.
It's a mini like hospital. Like, is it for like little people?
It's under the wings of one of the bigger chains, but
we're candy stripers.
It doesn't really look like a hospital. It might be one of these little ones. But I may go around lunch because I don't want to leave if I go home.
It looks like a small world after all when he walks through the door.
All these medical professionals are texting in.
Is that now? How do you know that?
Yeah.
Just because they have a prescription to it doesn't mean they're a professional.
They claim to know what they're talking about. One of them's an actual doctor, and he says they don't wrap them anymore due to the pneumonia risk involved with wrapping. When you know, if you're making it so somebody isn't taking full deep breaths, and pneumonia risk. Yeah. Especially somebody who sits on the couch a lot.
I lay on it usually.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them are saying that just like a real bad muscle strain or muscle pull. Would hurt as bad as a broken rib. Plus, how'd you break a rib laughing? I mean,
did you not see the shocking osteoarthritis? You didn't see the Mattman Perfooter film?
That's what I was going to say.
It didn't work, did it?
I need like a better story. I need one of you guys to say you punched me.
So that's what I was going to get to. Like, so let's say you finally decide I need to go see a physician or whoever it is you see. What are you going to tell them happened when they say, Mr. Ellenberg, how did you hurt your lower area? What will you say? Because you can't go in there and say, I was laughing at work.
I'm about to say what I said when I got locked up. Like, I didn't tell them I was in there for a ticket. I said I got in trouble for fighting. So I'm about to tell the doctor I got in a fight.
Oh, that's right. Fat Boy once served 22 hours, was it?
Yeah.
In prison. Or in jail.
In jail.
For an unpaid ticket.
But I couldn't tell him that.
So he told the other inmates that he was in there for fighting.
Marcelli.
For assault and battery. And it was really a speeding ticket he didn't pay. You wait till they get out. They're going to come after you for the stolen valor.
Yeah, but if you go to the emergency room and tell them you hurt yourself and you got in a fight, then they might have some people show up wanting to ask you some questions about something that didn't happen.
See, God, why need a good reason then other than laughing? Being fat and out of shape and laughing.
I don't know. Look at me.
Maybe they won't ask. I said, just fix me. Don't worry about the particulars.
If you have a cracked rib, will you ask him to go ahead and break it all the way off and maybe take out the other one too? See if that whole thing works.
No. Why can't you just own up to the fact that you hurt yourself laughing?
Have it removed.
When you fell off the boat, Jimmy, did you go in there when you broke your back or whatever the diagnosis was? The great time over there, was it Lake Kiwi? Was it
Hartwell? Down by Lake the Hartwell? Dam on the houseboat.
Did you go? They said, it's 9 from the Rise. 9. What happened to you? Did you say I was drinking on a boat, not driving the boat, but drinking on a boat, and slipped down a flight of steps and landed on my back? Did you tell them that?
I started with I fell off a boat and didn't hit water. That's what I started with. Hey, you ever?
You know what? The old joke came true for you.
Yeah, that's what I started with. They're like, well, what do you mean? And then I said, well, I was going down the steps on a houseboat, and I hit the second step in the rain, and then I slid the rest of the way down and landed on my feet on the bottom deck of the houseboat.
Yeah.
And they thought I might have broken my back.
Goodness. Yeah. That's how they flooded out Hartwell.
That's not what true. Happened.
Yeah.
What if I say I was at one of your guys' houses and I fell down some stairs?
I don't have any stairs at mine. Not a one.
They won't know that.
That's true.
Cover for me.
I have stairs.
Not unless they look up your floor plan on Zillow. Who would know?
Yeah. But, like, you know, with HIPAA, I don't know what all they ask you now. I don't know if they want to talk to you. They want to get you in and out, get that copay.
I had an embarrassing injury that I didn't tell the full story on when I went to when I was diagnosed with a concussion. This would have been in 2008 or 2009. That your workiversary, Fat Boy.
Oh, yeah.
2009. I went in to Exigent to name drop, and I went in there and I said I feel concussed. I kind of self-diagnosed myself, and they said, "Well, what happened?" And I said I was running and I ran into the wall, and they kind of accepted that, you know.
It happens.
But the truth of the matter was, when I lived alone. I don't mind saying it's been long enough.
It's a funny story, man.
When I lived alone and would eat mostly meals cooked in a microwave, I would play this game. If I had to pee while I was putting the stuff in the microwave, I would try to run and pee and beat the microwave before the buzzer went off. And I did, and as I was coming back out of the bathroom, I ran right into my doorway and knocked myself out cold.
Wow.
Yes. I really knocked myself out cold trying to beat a microwave page. Microwave won.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's, microwave that's won rough. That round. And the food was cold time you woke
it
up.
It was cold. That damn... I should sue Chef Boyardee. I really should.
Hey, P1 Liev Schreiber text in, the old CarolinaVaporMill.com text line, 72341. He said he threw his back out flushing the toilet one time.
Oh, God.
No, what? He did not.
You better call. Stuff.
Matter of fact.
Please call with that story.
Paige,
which one
were you about to say?
Well, I mean, which of my stories do you want? Do you want the sex injury? Do you want me slipping on ice? Do you want me getting in an accidental?
Okay, so when you broke was it your leg or your ankle you broke years ago?
It was the ligaments in my ankle and the fibula on my leg.
Yeah.
Jesus. Thank you. Yes. The long form answer. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm telling you which bone it was. So it was the smaller bone.
Bone.
Ben.
So you were walking your dog, and the dog is just taken off, had to go tinkle, and it just pulled you. That was the bigger dog, and it pulled you, and you slid right in the ice and broke your ligaments and all those tendons, and basically your leg.
We were all excited about going to the park, which we all are, my two dogs and my stepson, Jared. And the last words I remember saying, don't run. And then they go, and I slipped on ice.
But did you tell them? Well, that's not so embarrassing. That actually makes you seem like a very good pet owner. Because if it was snowing and icy outside, I'd just get a pee pad.
Yeah.
Remember
the first time I hurt my back, I stepped up on a curb and fell on my hip because I was getting Chick-fil-A for everybody at work.
Oh, goodness.
In an ice storm.
Okay, this is bittersweet.
It happens. And one of the higher-ups here, he wound up in the emergency room because of his dogs, too. He's walking his dog
right
up in the ER, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the highest of up.
Yeah.
My daddy, rest in peace, the great Phil Harris, one time slipped on ice and broke his hip.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when he worked at Steelheadl. He went to step on a curb, did not know it was icy, fell off and broke his hip, called 911, and said, I can basically tell I've broke my leg or my hip. And I remember talking to the ambulance driver. He was a P1. He said that when they rolled up, it was raining at this point, and there laid my daddy in a parking lot smoking a cigarette on his back, laying in the rain.
Oh, my gosh. Because
he broke a hip. He's laying there, but he's smoking it. It's like when you're a live PD and you go ahead and start smoking that cigarette because you know you get about to get locked up.
Rise, guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.